What's the difference between enriched and fortified foods, and how did they get that way? Starting in the 1920s, the federal government addressed several diseases caused by nutritional deficiencies. It encouraged food manufacturers to add certain nutrients to specific foods. The earliest example of adding something to a food product to address a public health issue was adding iodine to table salt. In the late 1890s, between 26 and 70% of children living in the Great Lakes area, the Appalachians, and the Pacific Northwest regions suffered from enlarged thyroid glands due to goiter, a disease caused by iodine deficiency. The Great Lakes, Appalachians, and the Pacific Northwest regions were also called the goiter belt because the soil of these regions contained little to no natural iodine, and even the livestock in these areas suffered from goiter. In the 1830s, a French chemist observed that goiter was less prevalent in areas of France that consumed salts that naturally contained iodine, leading to the discovery that iodine could treat and prevent goiter. Doctors first tried giving iodine as drops given to children, but accidental overdoses created problems. But if you added a small amount of iodine in the form of iodide to salt, it was believed that it could treat and prevent goiter, not just of children, but livestock as well. In 1922, the Michigan Medical Society set up a committee to implement the addition of iodine to table salt. They worked with salt suppliers to create a market for this new iodized version of table salt. By 1924, iodized salt became available at groceries across the state and country, and over the next decade, the incidence of goiter plummeted. Today, table salt is available in both iodized and non-iodized versions, sitting side by side on your grocery shelf. Every box of iodized salt can be identified by the presence of a particular statement: "This salt contains iodide, a necessary nutrient." Curiously, iodine is also present in today's cow milk and dairy products due to the use of sterilizing agents containing iodine used widely in processing the milk. Cow's milk is another food fortified to address a nutritional deficiency. In the 1930s, many children suffered from rickets, a dietary lack of vitamin D, which causes bones to become soft and creating leg deformities in children and broken bones in adults. Because most children drank cow's milk, they decided to add vitamin D to it. One approach was to add cod liver oil to milk, but that made it taste fishy. Another method involved irradiating the milk, which would convert an inactive form of vitamin D already present in the milk into its active form. Eventually, a more straightforward process was developed, adding vitamin D concentrate to milk, creating today's fortified milk. In the 1930s and 1940s, nearly 7,000 people died every year in the United States from a nutritional deficiency disease called pellagra. Pellagra and another nutritional deficiency, beriberi, became rampant when new techniques in milling grains, such as rice, wheat, and corn, stripped off the tough outer covering, producing a more refined product. This stripping produced white rice from brown rice and produced a much finer wheat flour that was much preferred by bakers and consumers for making breads and other baked goods. But those outer coverings of the grains were good sources of vitamins B1, which is thiamine, B2, riboflavin, B3, niacin, and iron. And when they were removed from grain during the milling process, it contributed to an alarming rise in certain nutritional deficiency diseases. Pellagra is caused by a deficiency of niacin, while beriberi is caused from a lack of thiamine. In 1940, a disturbing incidence of poor nutritional status was noticed among young men enlisting for service during World War II. In 1941, President Roosevelt created a National Nutrition Conference for Defense, which recommended that flour and breads be enriched with the vitamins B1, B2, B3, and iron. By the middle of the next year, 75% of white bread in the United States used this new enriched version of flour. Today, most flours, most cereals and cereal products, corn products, breads, noodles, and macaronis or pastas are made with enriched flour. Then came substantial evidence that inadequate folic acid intake during early pregnancy can cause severe birth defects like spina bifida. To address this, in 1998, the B vitamin folic acid, also known as folate, was added to the official description of enriched flour in the United States. Then, in 2016, the FDA approved the voluntary addition of folic acid to corn masa flour, which is used in tortillas, tortilla chips, and tamales. Here are two final facts about food fortification in the United States. Number one, food fortification by manufacturers and processors is voluntary. The Food and Drug Administration does not require mandatory fortification of food. Non-fortified versions can be sold as long as they are not labeled as fortified or enriched. Number two, calcium fortification of foods is not standardized. Unlike enriched flour or fortified cow milk, there is no industry standard for adding calcium to foods. You can find extra calcium in calcium-fortified orange juice and several kinds of milk, such as dairy, almond, or soy. Thanks for listening. This is Louise Ackie with Medication Insider.